Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful flock, the wonderful sheep at Grace Church. Welcome to another manna from heaven. As we were preparing the program for Sister Joyce's homegoing celebration service, celebration of life, she had scribbled down on a sheet of, on a little notepad the three hymns that she wanted sung at her service. And, of course, this was one of them, Amazing Grace. So we play this in tribute of the life and ministry and witness of Joyce Ten Eyck, who was a member of the body of Christ for 80 years, a member of Grace Church that long. And what an amazing life. She came to Christ at 15, as she told me. And for 80 years of her life, she remained a steadfast follower of the Lord. And you see, that's true conversion. That's the true demonstration of amazing grace. The kind of grace, it's not cheap grace, you know. A lot of preachers preach this cheap kind of grace. No, no, no. Amazing grace cost God his son. And when amazing grace comes into the heart of a sinner, that sinner is transformed forever. She experienced God's amazing grace at 15. And for the remainder of the 80 years of her life, she followed the Lord with her whole heart. Amazing grace. Transformational grace. That's the kind of grace we need for the Holy Spirit to bring in this revival that we're waiting for. Well, we're here today to talk about the glorious Church of Rome, and it was glorious because of people like Priscilla and Aquila, a dynamic couple. a dynamic duel for the Lord. If you are a couple at Grace Church, I would pray that you are a dynamic duel for the Lord, that both husband and wife and husband would be sold out for Jesus. Paul says in Romans 16:3, greet Priscilla and Aquila. Embrace them, hug them, kiss them for me, because they are my teammates. They are my helpers. They are my co-workers in Christ Jesus. We're not in it for ourselves. We're not in it to promote ourselves. We're not in it to make a name for ourselves. We're in it to promote Christ and advance his kingdom. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks. Who have for my life laid down their own necks. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks again today as today is part three in this series. Bless us, Lord, we pray. We pray, Lord, that you would bless us today, that we would count the cost, that we would be fully invested in the cause of Christ. For only then can we be dynamic duels, people who are half invested never produce much change. The double-minded man, the double-minded woman, the half-hearted man, the half-hearted woman never does much for Christ. It's either all of us or the work won't go forward. Bless us, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we start looking at verse number 4, and Paul makes a startling statement. He says, these two, Priscilla and Aquila, Priscilla meaning the little old lady and Aquila meaning the eagle. The little old lady and the eagle were willing to lay down their own lives to save me. Now, we don't know when this happened. We don't have any historical information. We don't have an account of this episode when they saved Paul's life at the risk of their own lives. But if Paul said it, it happened. And let's look at this, because he says, who have for my life laid down their own lives. In other words, the two, the husband and the wife, were willing to die in order for Paul to escape and keep living. They weren't going to die so that Paul could also be captured and die. No, that wouldn't make any sense. Two were willing to die so that one could escape, and in so escaping, continue to preach Christ. There were people, noted people in the Bible, who laid down their lives for the cause of Christ. One is John the Baptist. You find this account of John the Baptist losing his life, having his head lopped off by the neck, in Matthew chapter 14, verses 1 through 12. John the Baptist was beheaded because he represented God and advanced the kingdom of God. Another apostle, another person who lost his life for advancing the cause of Christ, was James the Apostle, the brother of John. This is recorded in Acts 12, verses 1 and 2. Acts 12, verse 1 and 2. When Paul says Priscilla and Aquila were almost beheaded to save me, it must mean that they were deemed worthy of the death penalty for treason, for becoming enemies of the state, for preferring to stand with Christ and rejecting Caesar. Again, that's how people, that's why you were beheaded, because you were count as a treasonous person, an enemy of the state. Why were they considered enemies of the state? Because they were harboring one, the Apostle Paul, who himself was an enemy of the state. So these people are dangerous. They're viewed as dangerous. You know, today we're coming to that point where very soon the Antichrist is going to appear. And anyone who doesn't side with him will be counted enemies of the state. And he is the Antichrist will be the state. The state will exist solely for the gratification of Antichrist. And if you don't receive his mark on your forehead or on your left hand, the Bible tells us, he will exterminate all those who refuse the mark of the beast. You will be viewed as what? An enemy of the state. Where do they put the mark? On your forehead. You don't receive the mark on your forehead, your head will come off. You will receive the death penalty. So this has been going on since forever. You know, if you represent the kingdom of God, you are an enemy to the state. What state are you talking about? Satan's state. The world is divided between light and darkness, good and evil, righteousness and unrighteousness, godliness and ungodliness. The world is not divided Republican and Democrat. No. Please, no. That's just the window dressing. Political parties are just window dressing. You got to go behind the fake storefront to really see what's going on. It's light versus darkness, good versus evil, God versus Satan. Priscilla and Aquila were on God's side. And because they were on God's side and they viewed only one to be worshipped was to be the Lord Jesus Christ and not Caesar, they were enemies of the state. Anyone who preached that was an enemy of the state. And so, again, we do not have the episode in the book of Acts. We just don't have it. We don't know exactly what Paul is referring to, but he says that they were willing to lay down their necks on a piece of wood and have the axe come down on them just so that they can provide Paul several minutes to escape. Now, let me narrow this down for you, because again, we have two accounts. There are two accounts that possibly, are linked to this. Two accounts. One is found in Acts chapter 18. Let's go to Acts 18 for a minute. This is the chapter in which Paul first meets Aquila and Priscilla. In this chapter, it says, starting at verse 6, and when they opposed themselves, they, meaning the radical Jews who did not want to hear Paul's preaching of Christ, when they had opposed themselves and blasphemed, he, Paul, shook his raiment and said unto them, your blood is upon your own heads. I am clean. From henceforth I go unto the Gentiles. And he departed, Paul, and entered into a certain man's house named Justus, one who worshipped God, whose house was joined hard to the synagogue. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were immediately baptized. Now look at verse 9. Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision. Paul was sleeping. And the Lord Jesus felt it necessary to appear to Paul in a vision. And this is what he said to Paul. Behold, be not afraid, but speak and hold not thy peace. For I am with thee, Paul. I, the Lord Jesus, I am with thee. And no man shall set on thee to hurt thee. For I have much people in this city of Corinth. As a result, verse 11, he, Paul, continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. So in Acts 18, Paul's life seems to have been threatened. It could be that it was at this juncture that Priscilla and Aquila laid down their necks to be saved. Also, there's another passage which we don't have time to read, but I'm going to give it to you. And it's Acts 19, verses 23 through 41. This is an attack that Paul receives at Ephesus. And this one, this attack here at Ephesus, is the one that I believe that Paul is referring to here in Acts 16:3. So I want you to read that at your leisure, Acts 19:23 through 41. Now, there's a scripture in 1 Corinthians 15. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15. Because in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 32, this is what Paul says. In 1 Corinthians 15:32, he says, if after the manner of men I have fought with beast at Ephesus. There you go. He has fought with what kind of people? People who were beast, people who were deadly. And I do believe that Priscilla and Aquila saved Paul in Acts 19, 23 through 41, because they were with Paul at Ephesus. And the corresponding scripture to that would be 1 Corinthians 15:32. And when the Bible says that they were willing to lay down their necks for Paul, it means that they were willing to hazard their own lives. They were willing to say, take the two of us out so that this important one may keep living. They were willing to give themselves up. The two, think about that. A husband and wife, were determined. They calculated. They sat down and they said, listen, if we two give ourselves up, Paul can continue preaching to Gentiles that have not yet heard the word of God. So they determined that if it came to saving Paul, the two of them were willing to die. What a dynamic couple. Their lives would have ended, but Gentiles who had not heard the gospel would hear it because they gave their lives in exchange for Paul's life. This is why Paul says, hug them, kiss them, and greet them. You know, in baseball, there are plays when the manager calls, you know, there's somebody on third base. Or let's say there's somebody on second base, and the manager gives a signal from the dugout and says to the batter who's up, he says, listen, I want you to bunt. I want you, it's called the sacrifice play. You are sacrificing your at-bat to move the runner over. Paul and Aquila, when it was their turn at bat, they each sacrificed something. So that Paul, who was, when Priscilla got up to bat and Paul was on first, she sacrificed herself so that Paul could go to second. And then when Aquila, her husband, came up for his at-bat, the signal from the manager in the dugout to Aquila was, you do the same thing your wife did. You sacrifice yourself to move the runner over. You see, my brothers and sisters, that's what a team is all about. Who sacrifices? Who obeys Christ when Christ gives the signal from the dugout? Who dies to self so that the cause of Christ can go forward? These are the people we celebrate. These are the people we honor. These are the people that we want to be on the same team with, Priscilla's and Aquila's. That'll do it for today. Now, another song that Sister Joyce had on that little sheet of paper was How Great Thou Art. And again, we play this in memory of this great saint of God. How great thou art. God bless you.
When I in autumn wonder, consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. When Christ shall come with joy.